Hello, I'm Sue. Thug jailed for strangling ex-partner while she slept. A terrified woman thought her ex-partner was going to kill her when she woke up to find him strangling her. Darren Taylor, aged 35, of Westfield, Harwell, near Didcot, was jailed having admitted a charge of intentional strangulation against his ex-partner in Whitney on December the 4th last year. Julian Lynch, prosecuting, told Oxford Crown Court that Taylor had and the woman were initially in a relationship in 2008. They split up in 2019, but got back together in 2022. They then split up again last year. The court heard that on December the 4th, Taylor was staying at the woman's house, which she had agreed to. Mr. Lynch said he, Taylor, started to cry and gave a sob story about how he loved her and wanted her back. The court heard he left after this, but left some belongings behind which the woman agreed he could collect. Mr. Lynch told the court the woman then went to sleep. He said she woke up to find him on top of her. He had his hand over her mouth and around her neck. She was extremely scared and screamed loudly. The woman managed to get out of the bed and get away from him. She suffered eye swelling and scratches. The victim attended court and read out her impact statement. She said, "On that night, after weeks of stalking, he entered my bedroom, attacked and strangled me. I felt completely helpless and thought I was going to die. My lips turned blue and swollen. The psychological impact has stayed with me ever since. This was not an isolated incident. He made me feel worthless. His behaviour escalated into persistent stalking and harassment. I no longer feel safe in my own home. The defendant had committed domestic abuse against me in the past. This behaviour is not normal and will not be accepted and is not okay. The fear and trauma remains every day. This was a long period of abuse through control. We need to heal and rebuild our lives without fear." The court heard that Taylor had 8 previous convictions for 13 offences. These included 4 of domestic violence against the same victim, including the one incident of reversing a car into her. David Langwallner, mitigating, said, "He overreacted very badly in this specific situation. He was mentally not in the right place. This is a ruptured family unit." Judge Michael Rock said, "You applied pressure to cause redness to her neck. She was able to scream for help. You robbed her of the feeling of safety and security. Your main mitigation comes from your plea of guilt. I know there is a bitter background here."